basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Raymond in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, writes in an email. It says, I'm 45, and I'm a single dad of three. I do have very busy and hectic days, he says, but recently I've been suffering from tension headaches that hurt more on the left side. Can you help? Well, I can give you some really good information about that, Raymond. And headaches can come from a variety of sources. And a lot of people struggle with them. And a lot of people have dealt with them for a long period of time. But I can tell you that one of the big issues with headaches, especially with tension headaches, now migraine headaches, a little bit different category, but the tension headaches, especially when you've got pain that tends to hurt on one side, that tends to be leaning on one side, on the left side, more when you look at nutritional deficiencies. Now, nutritional deficiencies can be more of what's called a zinc deficiency. Now, zinc deficiency is one of the most challenging type of issues that we see, but the zinc deficiencies can occur with men because when we're stressed out, men use a lot of zinc to make testosterone. It's one of the pathways in biochemistry of the minerals that the body uses to do that. So just understanding that, knowing that, it's one of the keys that you can look at. So you can read about that. There's a lot of research on that. And you can even get some blood work done with your physician, have them check out some of these levels as well. So if you've been taking standard medication for it, regardless of what that is, and it just doesn't seem to be knocking it, you've got to look at a couple things. And you also want to consider if you're dealing with any type of high blood pressure or you have any kind of vascular related conditions, you want to check with your doctor on that and make sure they're doing the appropriate test and looking and evaluating that. Don't just let a tension headache that's chronic, that keeps going on and on and on, just kind of go by and not do anything about it. That's always something to be very, very on the forefront of, getting something done, taking action for something like that. And don't forget, your diet is a key. So you want to always, when you're dealing with any kind of weird health challenge, to look at removing anything that could be a potential food allergy. So a lot of food allergens are things like wheat products, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, a lot of the cow's milk dairy that's homogenized and pasteurized. Some people just don't do real well with it. So you might want to consider some of those options. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about nutritional options, and I have what's called an anti-inflammatory diet. And it really explains a lot of these types of issues that could be reflecting some of the symptoms that you might be having. So, again, a lot of docs don't talk about diet, and they don't have a real structured protocol for that. So it might be a good tool to take in and talk with them about and discuss it, or look at it on your own. You're good at making your own decisions in that regard. But just make sure that with the headaches, that somebody's evaluating you for that. Don't just let it go and think, well, I'll just take, an Advil or something and hope for the best. Whenever you have something that's recurring, I mean, again, being a single dad with the stress, I get it. That could be an issue. That could be an issue with any guy that's a single dad. My goodness, that's a hard job right there, on top of everything else you probably have to do in life. But it's good to have somebody evaluate that. It'll just be good for you. It'll be good for your conscience. It'll be good for, my goodness, any diagnostic test that could show maybe a potential of what's going on the inside. So keep me posted. You can always shoot me an email at asaandrew.com. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Our weekly email newsletter, it's an e-zine, comes out each and every week. You want to make sure you can sign up for that. It's absolutely free. Great information to empower your health and your life. A lot of other experts will be adding to this newsletter, so we're really excited about that, just to give you good information that's out there to lead you in the right direction to empower your health and your life. Now we're going to go to the phones. Let's go to Adam. Hi, Adam. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Ace. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. How can I help?
I first wanted to ask if y'all would throw me back on hold when you answer my question, because y'all only care the first hour in my part of town.
Okay.
I want to hear the response to your question.
Sure.
Or to my question, I'm sorry. I work at a desk job, and I tap my feet a lot all day at work, and it leaves my lower shins to kind of hurt real bad. And I also grind my teeth a lot. I was wondering if they were in any way related, or if that pain was caused by, like, the calcium deficiency or anything. And also, for, like, cow's milk stuff, while on the subject of calcium, do you see any kind of a risk involved, like, with the recent events in Fukushima, with, like, it coming over to the United States and raining, and radioactivity bioaccumulating in the cows?
I haven't seen much as far as research goes on that. I wouldn't be too overly concerned. I think people that are more over in Alaska, in that area, they have a little bit of concern, but where, I mean, in the eastern part of the United States, it's not really, from what I've seen, what I've read, not too much of a concern. But let's go back for a second. So the grinding of the teeth, tell me a little bit about that and when that started with you and how often it happens.
I do it not necessarily all day, but I'll especially do it to like music. Like I'll kind of grind it to like the tempo or the beat of the music. And mm-hmm. I tap my feet in like a oscillating kind of pattern. I don't know. It's not really OCD, but it's just kind of like, you know, subconsciously I'll just be like tapping my feet, you know. And
do you grind them when you sleep at night?
No, I'm not grinding my teeth in my sleep. Like, you know, I mostly do it just to music. I don't know. I just know it's, you know, it's not good for your teeth to grind them, and just tapping my feet all day. It kind of feels like I have shin splints because I ran marathons and stuff before, you know, to the point where I got shin splints, and just tapping my feet constantly like that, you know, 2 or 3 hours into it, you know, my lower shins, you know, it'll feel like I just, you know, ran a marathon in skate shoes or something.
Well, is this something, when the music you listen to, is this more upbeat music? I mean, what kind of music are you listening to?
It doesn't really, the music thing is only for chewing my teeth. I mean, I'm not listening to, you know, like, techno or anything like that.
So you could listen to rock music, or you could listen to Beethoven, and you're still going to grind your teeth?
Yeah, pretty much. I was looking in to start taking, you know, multivitamin and minerals and things like that, but I don't really take vitamins much.
Okay, so you don't like to take really anything unless it comes right from food. So, I mean, the one thing I would do, Adam, if it's more of a nervous disorder, if it comes on when music comes on and there's a grinding of your teeth and there's a little bit, it's not really a nutritional deficiency, it doesn't sound like to me. It's just more of a behavior that's been learned. And somehow maybe the music stimulates an area of your brain. I mean, that's one of those things where, again, I would, no matter what, you want to make sure always with whatever you're dealing with, okay, that your eating is always good. So that's your foundation, all right, regardless of what your health challenge is, whether it's, you know, diabetes or anxiety or depression or whatever, headaches. If your diet's not right, that's your foundation. Nothing's going to be right. So that's always something you want to focus on and make sure that you're making wise choices and getting the research that you need on that. But the other thing is that make sure, I know you're not a big fan of taking medicine and all that, and I'm not saying you need to, nor am I saying, you know, any of that. I'm just saying that it's good to talk with your doctor about it, make sure that they kind of know what's going on. Because there's a lot of different neurotransmitters, for example, brain chemicals, that can be off, that could be causing some of this, like GABA, acetylcholine, dopamine, whatever. And they can evaluate that. And I think that's something you should have looked at. They can do blood work and the whole nine yards and then go from there. Hope that helps. America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. store, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, Pro Flowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code MOM20.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Talk about the E. coli breakout that we've had in Europe. A lot of people have their different theories on it. They think it was manufactured, actually, as part of a outbreak that's man-made for what they're calling almost a food chemical warfare that could be going on. Well, an Ontario man now contracts E. coli, and they're linking this over to what came in Europe. And this is the first Canadian that's linked this E. coli outbreak, and it's the Ontario's Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care confirming Monday evening that the man who from the Peel region has E. coli, and the initial tests show it's compatible with the outbreak that's hitting Europe very hard. And the ministry's confirmed that the man traveling to Germany this spring, where he ate local salad, and they're thinking that he got it from there. So Dr. Arlene King, Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health, says that it will take further lab tests to confirm the link. The man has been released from hospital and is undergoing further evaluation, but the E. coli outbreak in Europe has killed 22 people so far and made another 2,300 people sick. So it's pretty amazing of what's going on over there. And it says now it evolved and is even involving Germany, they're saying. So interesting. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Wayne in Canton, Ohio writes, I'm 52 years young. I'm a truck driver. I'm on the road 13 to 14 hours a day and have a lot of indigestion. Can you help me with this? Well, there's a lot of things that it could be. Again, Wayne, it's a lot of could be's, but a lot of people, when they have indigestion, can be coming from several factors. Now, not knowing any of your history, your medical history, or any of that, there's a couple things to consider. Indigestion depends on if it happens when you eat or an hour after you eat, because there's several factors that can be causing. So, for example, if you eat a meal and immediately start having gas and bloating, acid reflux or whatnot, typically, from a textbook perspective, it could mean that you don't have enough stomach acid. It's called hydrochloric acid. And as we age, at about the age of 25, and we have a lot of stress in our life, we start losing that. As we lose the hydrochloric acid, we lose the body's ability to be able to break down, prostate, and assimilate the food. So that's where it becomes a real challenge. So again, that's where you want to go to your doctor. They can talk to you about different options. There's Prilosec and Omeprazole, which is the generic name, and there's a lot of different options for that. But there's also different natural options that you can look in and research as well, too. Now, they do make what's called betaine hydrochloride. You can get it at a health food store, and that has technically, for a lot of people, been very helpful. So those are some things you can look into on your own. And don't forget the old school method. What, you know, we don't want to talk about grandma medicine for a minute. Grandma medicine always said that when you talk about apple cider vinegar, it can stimulate hydrochloric acid in the digestive tract, which can help break down food. And that's why, you know, I know my granny, when I was little, used to tell me to take a couple tablespoons of that, and it would make everything better if you had an upset stomach. And believe it or not, it always worked. So there's some options for you to look into. But of course, you know, there's, it depends on what you have. It depends on what your diagnosis is. And obviously in the email, you didn't give me all that. So look into that. Check with your doc. Keep me posted. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. If you haven't signed up for Facebook and Twitter, stay in the social media outlet with us. You can check us out both and link up with us there. Let's go to Sarah now. Hi, Sarah.
I have a problem with crucial pain to the left arm when I eat.
Well, if you've got arm pain when you eat, and there could be several issues causing that. Now, actually more into the right shoulder blade is technically the referral point, or that we call referred pain. But it can be a referred pain point for the gallbladder. And that's textbook. So if that's the case, and that's been going on for a long period of time, you need to go see your physician immediately. And just your family doc can take care of it, whomever that is. They can run a couple of tests. They might send you over to a GI doctor, but it just depends on, you know, what they find. They can run some tests like ultrasound and a couple of other studies, blood tests, to see exactly what's going on. But that would be a smart way to go. Definitely don't sit at home and wing it and hope that that goes away. 888-283-7272. Morris U.S. teens are getting vaccinated. The CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, they're talking about how now more teens are being recommended vaccines against certain cancers, meningitis, and infectious disease, government researchers reported on today. And actually, more than 40% of girls have received at least one dose of the new vaccine that protects against a virus that can cause cervical and other cancers, which is HPV, is exactly what it is. But according to the report for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than half have received a booster shot that protects against tetanus, whooping cough, diphtheria, and the survey of 20,000 teens aged 13 to 17 said in this report. We can see that more parents of adolescents are electing to protect their children from serious diseases such as pertussis, which is the whooping cough, meningitis, and cervical cancer, but there's a clear room for improvement in our system's ability to reach this age group, the CDC Dr. Ann Schwat said. She pointed out recent outbreaks of the whooping cough, especially in California, where state officials say 7 infants too young to be vaccinated have died, and 3,000 cases have been reported. So young infants are more vulnerable to serious complications from pertussis, the whooping cough, and can be infected by older siblings, parents, and other caretakers, Dr. Swat said in the statement. But a survey found that 56% of teens aged 13 to 17 had at least one dose of the tetanus diphtheria vaccine, known as the Tdap, an increase of 15 points since 2008. So, again, when it comes down to vaccines, it's a personal decision. And depending on the age, you definitely want to go with whatever is standard of care, is what we call it. And you want to make sure that you're following those guidelines if you choose to go that path, especially for teenagers and some of these vaccines. So just be careful, be cautious, and go with the standard of care and the guidelines, and you should be okay. But, you know, again, it's a personal decision. People ask me my opinion on that all the time. And there's pros and cons to both. Again, that's a decision that you have to make when it comes to vaccines. Because, again, there's from the natural side, there's concerns. And from the medical side, there's concerns, too. So it's one of those areas that it's very personal in that you have to make the decision that's best for you and your family. 888-283-7272. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. Even the American Cancer Society said so. So remember, make the best choices for you. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, whatever it is, great or small, know this. We're just here to help. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be, to give you information, to empower your health and to empower your life. Why? Because you deserve to live a healthy life. And we don't want you to ever lose one of the greatest bits of health that you could ever have, and that's hope. Hope can be some of the best medicine anyone could ever have. Let's go now to Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Welcome, darling.
Hi. Today, I'm a teacher. I was editing my children's writing, and okay. I edited the first child. I was fine. That is the second child, and as I'm writing the book spelling on the paper, the joint in my thumb started hurting unbelievably. I've never had my hands hurt ever. And I tried doing a few more children, and the pain was really, really bad. And I had to stop editing. I came home, took a couple of aspirin, put ice on my thumb joint. The pain is in my thumb joint where it hooks onto my hand going up my wrist. As the day, it's swollen now, as the day progressed, and I don't have too much numbness now in my fingers and hands, but I had a lot 2 or 3 hours ago before the ice. I was just wondering if you had any idea what was going on with my thumb joint.
So it hurt out of nowhere, right? It just started hurting first time ever?
Yep, first time ever.
Yeah. Do you have any history of arthritis in your family?
I have arthritis. I do, but not in my hands. I mean, it's never bothered me.
Where do you have arthritis now, currently?
Knees, mostly.
And that's been diagnosed? Have you had any surgeries or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So just aches and pains in the knees. You know you have arthritis. Well, here's the deal. The good news is that rheumatoid arthritis, which is autoimmune, typically shows itself only in the wrist, in your main knuckles, which is called your MCP joints, and then in your pip joints, which is your kind of the neck setup of knuckles where the ring goes over your finger. Those are the knuckles that get affected by rheumatoid. So the very tips of your fingers and the thumb joint are the two areas in the hands where osteoarthritis strikes the most. So you could be having just some simple OA or osteoarthritis that's showing up in the thumb joint, and that's very possible. So if you already have arthritis in some other areas of your body, then that's a likelihood. Have you seen anybody for this? Or you obviously not. This just popped up today.
It just happened today. It's hurting enough that I'm thinking about going in tomorrow and taking time off work, which I never do.
Well, I mean, have you? So your doctor's already treating you for arthritis, right? I mean, they're already kind of.
I don't get any treatment. I could have knee replacement on both knees, but I'm doing fine, so I'm not doing that at this point.
And what is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
55. Just
55.
Turned.
Okay, so you're still a spring chicken. So you got a lot of life left in you. So here's my thoughts, okay? Remember, when you're dealing with, you're dealing with arthritis, which is an itis. And anytime you're dealing with itis, itis means inflammation. Okay? So the root cause of inflammation in the body always comes from the gut, from the digestive tract. Always, always, always. So like I always say, if your gut is not right, your gut's not healthy, if the foods you're putting in your body are not reducing inflammation, then it could be causing inflammation. And so you always want to go back to your foundation. So the eating is a key, especially with any kind of itis. It doesn't mean you need to avoid going to see your doctor and avoiding medical care. It just means that your daily lifestyle choices, which no one's going to help you with anyway but you have to make these decisions. Your daily lifestyle choices matter. So the things you eat every single day. So let's just, for the sake of the story, just for kicks and giggles, tell me what you eat on a regular basis. I want to see what a day in your life looks like. So just give me a quick rundown, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Breakfast, I know exactly what I eat because I measure it. 8 ounces of yogurt, 6 ounces of fresh fruit, and 1 ounce of shredded wheat. Lunch, 6 ounce salad, cucumber, tomato, 4 ounces of meat, and 6 ounces of a cooked vegetable, and the same for supper. My issue is, that's good. My issue is I love sugar, and so I eat the sugar also.
At least you know the weak spot. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, but here's the deal. You know what sugar causes in the body?
Inflammation.
Wow, bingo. Ding, ding, ding.
I read your book.
Okay, so if you read my book, then why are you not putting any? All right, so why are you not putting any fatty acids in your body? Because you're not getting any healthy fats. I'm not hearing any almonds, walnuts, fish oil. I'm not hearing any fats coming in.
Okay, well, I was taking the fish oil, but at the moment I'm out of it. So.
All right, here's the deal. When's the last time you had your blood test done for vitamin D?
I don't know if they checked vitamin D. They checked everything in December, and everything she said was wonderful. She couldn't believe my cholesterol was so good and everything.
That's fantastic.
And so we don't get it done again until next December. But you're saying vitamin D?
Vitamin D, because you're still having massive symptoms right now, right? Your knees hurt. Now your thumb is starting to hurt. So here's my thought. Okay, one of the big deals is you can have calcium levels that are normal in your blood. Like when you do your blood work with your primary care doctor, you can have your calcium levels be normal, but if you're not absorbing your calcium, that can be a problem. And so the challenge with that is vitamin D is kind of the one that creates the sponge in the body for all the minerals. And so if your vitamin D is low, then that can be causing an issue with calcium absorption, which can cause an issue with inflammation. So it's kind of this cascade of events that can happen. So basically what you want to do is I would go to your physician, tell them, hey, I want a vitamin D check. Just make sure that my levels are okay. And then the numbers to shoot for in vitamin D that the research has found is 70 to 90. So don't let it get down low around 30 at the bottom of the barrel. And everybody say, oh, it's in within normal limits. Well, it'll be in normal limits, and that's fine, but you're about 2 weeks away from it not being. So you want to make sure that it's up there and just ask your doc, and they'll dose you and give you the right amount of stuff, vitamins and all that kind of stuff. So it's important to have that done, though. I'm a big fan of blood work. I'm a huge fan. It's a gold standard. You've read my book. You know it. I even teach in the book how to understand blood work results because I'm a blood work junkie, and I'm supplement junkie, and I'm just a health junkie. I can't help it. So at the end of the day, that's really important, and your diet is the key. So the only thing I'm hearing that you're not doing, first of all, cow's milk, dairy, and wheat products for breakfast, that right there, if you've got inflammation, is just going to throw inflammation through the roof. So think about that. Just I'm going to give that to you. I don't want to tell you what to do, but just know that's a fact. So if you're considering maybe goat's milk yogurt and you're considering not using wheat, and obviously the fruit's your sugar kick, no problem with that, but fresh berries are really a good option. Because remember, they're lower in the glycemic index, so they don't really cause a big sugar spike within a blood sugar spike within the body. So that's a good. But protein, fats, and carbohydrate. Fats have got to be at every meal because fats help with prostaglandins, which cut down on the inflammatory process in the body. That's just simple. Remember, I'm a common sense guy. I don't like to get too detailed. But those are good options when you're dealing with diet. And, you know, that's really your important foundation. And with stress and life and everything happening, it's important to eliminate anything that's going to cause inflammation, food allergies and all that, and making sure you're taking the right kind of nutritional supplements and all that, obviously, that you think that are good for you. And I talk a lot about that in my book, too. But fats are important. If you cut fats out of the diet, you will hurt and you will ache because our body needs fats. 25 to 30% of the diet needs to be in fats. No doubt about it. That's standard, and that's pretty well-rounded and accepted nowadays. And that whole cut the fat out because I'm going to get fat, that's old school. So just consider that that's going to make a big difference in the way that your body functions. But I'd get it checked out. I would. I mean, again, if they've already diagnosed you with arthritis, technically when your thumb starts hurting in that joint, that's textbook. But again, you still need to get evaluated. All right, so keep me posted on how that goes. You can always shoot me an email or call me back on the show. You've read my book. Go read it again. I think it'll be helpful. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283.
The first severe one that I've had, like in about maybe 2 years. My foot swelled up. But within the day after I took my medicine, it started going down. Now there's basically a dull ache.
Yeah. Okay. Well, gout's kind of an interesting thing. A lot of people think it's genetic, and you know, grandma had it, grandpa had it, now I have it, and it's just something I deal with. But the reality is, what gout is, it's a buildup of uric acid crystals in the joints of the body, and it can show itself in a variety of places. It can usually show itself in the big toe, can show itself in the wrist joint, in the elbows, and sometimes in the shoulders. But one of the big things is these uric acid crystals, once they build up, it causes an extreme amount of redness and heat that comes in that joint, hurts like, you know, nobody's business. And again, the different medicine can help with it for sure from your physician. But I can tell you more from a preventative side and more of a nutritional side of things, exactly what happens is that your body's not breaking down proteins very well. So it increases what's called purines. Purines is a byproduct of proteins that don't break down, and that's how these little crystals form. So the diet that's typical with gout is they say to stay away from red wine, red meat, processed foods, and that's kind of the mantra of it. But I'll tell you, there's a lot more to it. It's more about breaking down the proteins that you do eat, figuring out why your body wasn't breaking those down in the first place, rather than avoiding the foods. I'm a bigger fan of actually getting down to the root cause. And that's why what are called proteolytic enzymes can be beneficial. Now, proteolytic enzymes, what you do is they'll say it on the bottle, and you get them at a health food store. But and you can talk with even the health food store clerk if you forget what I tell you. But basically, you eat a meal, and an hour later, you've got proteins in the blood that didn't get broken down. Proteolytic enzymes will go in and kind of break those excess proteins down so that the uric acid crystals won't form because of a lack of breaking it down. And most people don't break their foods down very well anyway. That's why I'm a big advocate of digestive enzymes, taking those with every meal. And even Olivia Newton-John, you know, the famous girl that was in Greece, she's on the big digestive enzyme kick right now. So something to think about. They're called proteolytic enzymes, and they can be very helpful in these type of situations. So check that out.
Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Children are very dissociated now. Have you seen that or thought about that? Just because of all the technology that we have with the internet and with Xbox and PlayStation and the whole nine yards, it's just they're very detached from outside and being out playing, having more activity, kind of like when we were younger. And I think it's a real challenge today for a lot of people, and it's challenging for me now being a parent. That, you know, seeing exactly what our kids are exposed to and what they're willing to do and what they're not willing to do and just some of the challenges that they're facing as far as activity and their health. Well, there's an article that came out that talked a lot about this. It says that now the tossing aside of the age-old childhood pastimes like tree climbing in favor of staring at the illuminated screens of televisions and computers is now making a real challenge with their health. According to Ahmed Dogloff, which is the Executive Secretary of Biological Diversity in the United Nations, and the urbanization of many young people today has made them strangers to nature, they're saying. Our children are behind their computers, their SMS, their text messages, their video games, or watching TV, and they are living in a virtual world, and we need to reconnect them with nature. I really do agree with that. And children in developed countries spend 95% of their free time on a computer or in front of the television. According to the results in the surveys, Dogloff cited during a Southeast Asia Biodiversity Forum held in the Philippines. It seems as though a lack of education is one of the biggest culprits that threaten the preservation of biodiversity and our natural heritage. And while children are learning about recycling and other green practices in their schools, it's hard for them to truly make the connection with what they're working for if they're out of their environment and their natural state. So how do you protect something you don't know about? And how do you protect something you've never seen? If you're staring at everything through a TV set and a computer screen, and you're not outside enjoying what God's created, how can you even really make an impact with all of that? And I think that's a great point that they're making, is that we have to get our children back out in nature and get them back out just playing and outside hanging out and out doing the things that we all used to do. I think it's critical. And I think we have to make a shift as parents, and it's up to the parents. You can't rely on the kids to do that. They're going to choose what's cool, and pick up football games outside after school might not be as cool as playing Madden on Xbox on the big screen. I mean, let's just face it. So again, it's getting our kids being active. And right now, think about this. 1 out of 3 of our young people have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes under the age of 11, folks. Seriously? I mean, really? 1 out of 3. I didn't even hear about diabetes when I was a kid. Like, nobody in my school had diabetes. I mean, and I knew we had, I think I graduated like 400 people. And like, nobody. I mean, if they did, it was a rarity. It was like one person. Maybe. And they had type 1 juvenile diabetes and they'd take their insulin. But I mean, like, type 2 diabetes, the one you get when it's called adult onset, but yet they're getting it now under the age of 11 because they're eating so much processed food and they're so sedentary. They're just sitting around getting fat and not doing anything. I mean, you want to get me started? I mean, it's crazy. And we're seeing it, 1 out of 3 have been diagnosed. Something has to change. It's not the kid's fault. I mean, a 10-year-old doesn't know the difference between fast food burger and fries and baked chicken and broccoli. They know one might have a toy in it, in the box that it comes with, but they don't know the difference the parents do. So I think as parents, we need to get off our lazy duff and start making the food healthy for our kids, teaching them about health, Now, I know everybody works, and there's a lot of two-parent income, single parents. I get all that. But it's still a responsibility that we all have to provide this kind of education to our kids. And remember, you can't make chicken and broccoli for your kid, and then you're over there eating a big pizza. It doesn't work. Kids don't do what we say, they do what we do. So you got to lead by example. So that's another issue that I have. So anyway, that's my soapbox when it comes down to that. I think that our kids need to get out of the living room and get outside and run around and get dirty and play and climb trees and do all the stuff that we used to do, because we're turning into a culture that is behind the TV set, behind the TV screen. I think it's damaging our kids, and it's taking away the health, and it's going to take away really who they are as kids, because their identity is going to be defined so much by what they're seeing on television and what they're doing. And I just think it's a travesty. So anyway, 888-283-7272. Got questions about your health? You can give me a call. We're going to Harold right now. Hi, Harold.
I've had 14 surgeries on my right ankle. I have a total right ankle replacement. Like when the weather's bad or anything, my ankle swells up and it starts hurting real bad. And like every time I go to the doctor, they all want to do surgery again. I'm tired of having surgeries.
I'd be tired of having surgery too. I mean, when it comes down to that, but people with chronic pain, there's a couple of issues that you have to look at. Now, I'm sure they've assessed you in every aspect of this, and regardless of what kind of pain medications you're taking right now, one thing is for sure, and that is you've got to cut down inflammation in the body. Now, that can be inflammation with what you're eating every single day, which I encourage you to get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. I think it'll give you some information that's helpful. But also emotional inflammation can be a real trigger for chronic pain. And it could be vitamin D levels, it could be nutritional deficiencies. But I'll tell you this, unforgiveness and bitterness sounds very, very simple. And you're thinking, how can that be associated with chronic pain? It is. You'd be amazed. All the chronic pain people that I've seen in my history have all had links to unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, all that kind of stuff. And not that that's the antidote for anything, but it does play a key role in freeing you up and getting your body functioning at a higher level. So just something to consider in your journey of figuring out what's going on in the middle of all this. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition. Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.